assist us in the Lord. The Bible reading for today's sermon shall be taken from the book of Psalms 37, from verse 23 to 24. And it reads thus: The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hands. For the Lord bless his words in our hearts, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Good morning, brothers and sisters in the Lord.
Amen.
We are still mourning. This is another day we hear the word of God. And we give God all the glory for making it possible for us to be alive throughout past days. We are going to another new week, which is the first day of the week, when we stand together to worship God in spirit and in truth. I thank the brother that have just read the Bible reading this morning. That is where my text is coming from. The Lord brethren in Christ, I want to remind us today that God has a plan for us. God's plan for us is for the future purposes and not for the past. It has planned for those that are willing to move along with the Son, Jesus Christ. So my topic is moving along with Jesus Christ. That's the topic of today's sermon, moving along with Jesus Christ. The question now is, are you ready to move forward with Christ? Are you ready to drop our heavy baggage of sin and move forward with Christ? Are we ready to let go of those worldly pressures that have surrounded us today? A lot of things are happening in the world today. If you listen to the radio, newspaper, you see a lot of things. All these things are caused by worldly pleasures. And we should not allow it to entangle us. We should not allow sin to entangle us. Are we ready to stop postponing righteousness? Oh God, please forgive me one more time. I will change. Each day we keep promising ourselves of change, but yet we find it hard to start the change. We find it hard to stop that sin. Each day we are promising that we will change. We're going to change. But it's not from our heart. My brother and sister in Christ, it is time to take the bold step and move forward with Christ. It is time to be courageous and stand on the path of Christ. It is time to be courage and defend your faith. That is our responsibility, that we should defend our faith. We should stand firm. If somebody asks you, what is your faith? Without wasting time, you not have to give that person the reason. You tell the person boldly, this is my faith. This is what I believe. It is time to obey the word of God. It is time to go out and preach the gospel. As it's written in Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Say, go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every creature. It is time for us. Our speech, our thoughts, and our behavior will make people around us to say, indeed, we are followers of Christ. Let the brother read John chapter 4, 23 to 24.
23 to 24 reads, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said to me, I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things.
See, this passage says that the hour comes, and now is when the true worshippers may worship God in spirit and in truth. So my dear beloved brethren, this time is now when we stand up for Christ. The time is now when we drop the attitude. We must worship God in spirit and in truth. That is what the Bible said. That must, we must. Not maybe something that you determine by yourself. That we must worship God in spirit and in truth. If you read that in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy way acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So we must put all our trust in God. And we should not think on our own understanding. We have to follow God's instruction. We have to study the word of God. So that when we study the word of God, we will understand the path. In Psalm chapter 37, verse 25, says that, I have been young, and now I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Yes. If you are a righteous person, you are not maybe going out, you are not a beggar, because you know the God you are worshiping. You know the God you depend on. In Philippians chapter 4, 13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. It is only Christ that strengthens us. No one can strengthen us. It's only Christ. When you lean on Christ, it's the one that will strengthen you. It's the one that will remove that your burden, that your load. It's only God. But to achieve this, you must trust God. You are a Christian, but Christianity doesn't show on you because you still follow the world, all the worldly practices. It is called make believe Christian, pretending to be Christian. The Bible says, the time is now when we become true worshippers. The time is now when we make more of godly friends than worldly friends. Most of us, our attention are focused on worldly friends rather than Christian friends. Anything outside, we are concerned outside, but inside, we are not concerned. That is not how God wants it to be. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17, that we should not love the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. This verse is not saying that we should not love one another. He said that, you know, in the world, there are many things in the world. But we Christians, we all know that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. There's a difference between us and people in the world. That is Christ. We are Christ-like. Because the Bible says that all things that are in the world, loss of the flesh, and the loss of the eyes, and the pride of life, it is not of the Father, but it is of the world. So you see, when you go to the world, all these things are found in the world. The loss of the flesh, the loss of the eyes, and the pride of life. But this thing is not found in the Father, who is our Lord Jesus Christ. And the world passes away. They lost thereof, but he that does his will of God abideth forever. So therefore, Christians are in the world, but not of the world. We should focus on heavenly things, not on earthly things. So let our mind be focused on heavenly things, not on the earthly things. Let us put heavenly things first. Not everything. But most of us, or some of us, our mind, our focus is on earthly things. We don't think about heavenly things. We want everything, let's eat and hear. We don't think of tomorrow, what tomorrow will be. I want the brother to read for me James chapter 4, verse 4.
Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship in the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
You see, friendship with the world makes us lose focus in the things of God. We get entangled with worldliness, and sometimes sin makes us to gradually move away from God, and only become make us to be like a make to make us to be like make believers Christians. You see, yeah, now it's the same of the friendship of the world that make us to lose our focus. See, when you have friends in the world, you lose their focus. Sometimes you don't think of coming to church or gathering of the saints because of your friends. Because that friend will hinder you, will make you not to seek the thing of the God of the Lord. Because the moment you mention about Christ or about God, he or she will not feel happy. So that is why this place is telling us that friendship of the world make us to lose focus. It is not for Christians. So the book of John says that the time is now when we worship God in the spirit and in the truth. This is the right time. Moving along with Christ has both eternal and heavenly reward. He has earthly reward. He has also earthly reward and heavenly reward. You see, God has committed us many things in this life. God has promised us life. He has promised us everything abundantly, everything that pertains life and godliness, which is the perfect gift from above. Let us read there in our Bible reference this morning, Psalm chapter 37, 23 to 24. We say that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord and delighted in his way, though he may stumble or fall. Look at what the Bible says, that he may stumble, though he may stumble and also or fall, he will not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholds him with his hand. You see, when that person is stumbling or depriving from the path, God will now uphold him. Because we know that we are human beings. And he will not allow us to do what? To fall. You see, if we are true Christians, each step we make or decision we make, God is always in the center of it all. We let God plan our ways and path, and even though we make mistakes as we move along with him, we will not delay him in whatever he is doing. Brothers and sisters, knowing fully well that when we move along with Jesus Christ, he will not fail us or disappoint us in one way or the other. The reason why we should move along with him is that we know that he will not disappoint us. That is one of the reasons. Because, for instance, you have a child. Your child knows that you will not disappoint him. Maybe when he feel hungry, he will follow you until you provide something to him. You see, because you know that you will not disappoint him. You see, so that's why Christ. We all know that Christ will not disappoint. That is the reason why we are following Christ, bumper to bumper, because we know that he will not disappoint us. But if we did not follow Christ, Thomas is a plumber. We know that maybe we will have the double mind that Christ will disappoint us. Moving along with Christ give us the boldness and encouragement we need to withstand the pressure in this world. That is, this world we are living, there's a much pressure. Each and every one of us is experiencing pressure day and night, every day. But God is in control. God is with us. Let us read Philippians chapter 14, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. 4, 13.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. You see, as a Christian, defeat is not in our dictionary. As a Christian, it's not in our dictionary. Because it has to make us to know that we are always victorious. And the Bible tells us also that we are more than conquerors. So since Jesus Christ has promised us this, and we have hope that no matter the situation, no matter the condition of things, that God is with us, and we are victorious, and we are conquerors. So do not let the devil put fear in us, or lure us into our pathways that are not pleasing God. See, when you allow the devil to lure you, or your path, it will make you to deprive from this. They from God. Remember what the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, 13. Therefore, we can say no to the devil and mean it. You have to say it boldly. You have to mean it. Devil, no, I don't want you on my way. I don't need you. And when you say it boldly, devil will leave you. We find his way. But when we do not say it boldly, or we don't mean it, say, well, maybe just take it as a joke, devil will continue putting pressure on you. We can face that job that seems challenging with God on our side. We can pass that examination. We can leave that sin. We can be bold enough to go out into the world and preach the gospel. We can live our life the way God wants us, not trying to please our friends. All these things are God's promises. When we depend on God, will not disappoint us. In anything we find ourselves, anything we are doing, as long as we trust God, as long as we put all our trust in Him, He will never disappoint us. Even those that are taking exams, God will see them through. Even those that are looking for a job, or those that are having problems with job, there are challenges, job challenges everywhere. With God, all things are possible. We can draw some energy from God to go through that trying time. We can survive the temptation without falling into it. We can rebuke the devil and he will flee from us. We can do all things, everything through God that is sending us. This is the word of God that we must submit ourselves to. God has also promised us that in John chapter 1:12, that as many as have received Him, He has given them power to become the sons of God. That is the promise God has given us. As many as has received Him, He has given them power to become the sons of God, to become the children of God. In John chapter 1, verse 12. You see, when you receive Jesus wholeheartedly, you receive the power and the blessing of becoming His son and daughter, and you become the head or a grand priest or princess in the kingdom of God. Now, look at your position in the kingdom of God. You are the priest. You are the princess. God has crowned you to become the prince, the princess, in his kingdom. In Philippians chapter 14, 19, God also promised that he will supply all our needs according to his riches in glory. I want you to note this passage. God did not say some, that he is going to supply us some. He said all our needs. For me, for this and myself, my need is uncountable. I'm telling you. Even if day come, it will increase day by day. But since God has promised me that he will supply all our needs, that means there is hope. Yes, there is hope. So what we should do is that we should keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Don't allow your hope to die. Since God has promised you that all your needs, he will supply all your needs. Now, I want to ask you, brethren, can God fail? God can never fail in his promise. That is the answer. No. He has promised good things to those that move along with him. That he will supply all, not some, but all our needs according to his riches in glory. So, we must move along with Christ. Whenever we move along with Christ, all our problem is God that we care for it. Therefore, let us trust him wholeheartedly. And what is the promise of God to those that walk with him on the last day? He promised us the kingdom of heaven. And also, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 21 verse 4. I want us to read that place. Proverbs 21 verse 4.
A haughty look, a proud heart, and the flowing of the wicked are seen.
Proverbs chapter 21:4. So all these those people that are found in this state, they will not receive the promises of God. The promise of God. Because if you are proud of yourself, if you are insane, you will not receive the promise of God. But it's for those that will receive the promise of God, is that those that abide in his doctrine, those that abide in his commandment, is those that will receive his promise. My beloved brethren, let us move along with Christ in this our Christian journey as we are moving to our new place. Very soon, we will move to our new place. So as we are moving our new place, let us move along with what? Along with Christ. Let Christ follow us. Let us not leave Christ behind. Have Christ in mind in our new place. It's just like you want to pack out from where you are living. You would like to move some things, those things you love, or you would like to move with your children to that new place. So let us not leave Christ. Let us move with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us go with Christ's might and power. Let us not stumble. As we are going there, let us go with our mind and power. Know that there is something we are going to do. That we are not going there to relax. To say, okay, after all, we have acquired our permanent place. I can do anything I like. No. So when we go there, we have to put more effort. We have to be more focused. Let us march forward with Christ in godliness. Let us hold each other with Christian love. That is one thing. That is what God expects us to love one another. Let us go there with what? With Christian love. Let us go there with our faith, with our strong faith. Let us also look out for each other and make our new place of worship a place that whenever we have our conversation, an attitude, it will be according to the Lord's plan. So that people can see that our lifestyle and glorify God. Because when we get there, our lifestyle will determine if we are the children of God or not. Then when you say to somebody, I want you to follow me, I want you to join me, they will look, yes, I will join you. But when they see our lifetime is different, it's just like the world. Even the world is the one in the world is better than us. They will say, no, there's no need, there's no change. I will not make any change if I join you. So let our lifestyle, let them see our lifestyle so that they will glorify God. So brethren, in the Lord, this is all I can say today, sermon. And may God continue to bless us, to be with us, to protect us, so that whenever we go there, our new place, we will worship God in spirit and in truth. May God bless us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.